Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are back on Air Asia for the third Air Asia flight. First one was Honolulu to Osaka. Not soon after we left Osaka, all sorts of earthquakes and typhoons have hit. Not soon after we left Hawaii, some typhoons have hit. Seems to be following us. We're now leaving Bangkok on an Air Asia flight. So, interrupted there because we were sat in the exit row seats. Of course, we paid for extra leg room. And we need to know how to open the window. That was very detailed. It's not normally that detailed. She was like, if there's a small fire outside the window, don't open it. Make sure you open it when it comes to a full stop. I feel very much like we're definitely going to open this window. So we best learn out how to do it. Pull the thing off. Open the thing. Yeah, I mean, it's made for idiots. We could do it. So, anyway, AirAsia is... It's a lovely airline. It's lovely. It's a lot like Virgin Atlantic.
One thing that we're worried about... Sorry.
What?
Sorry. There were loads of signs about strict 7 kilogram hand luggage. Yeah. And we've just flouted that, we think. We've just shoved it all in. It's not been... weighed or anything on 3 flights,
but we have also paid for a checked bag because we were worried about it. Yeah,
on all of them.
Yeah, because we were worried about it, we made sure that we had the allowance, right? Which means that
there was one that we definitely didn't,
on any flight that we needed to, we did, right? So,
well, that was a waste of money then, wasn't it?
Well, no, because what I was trying to say is that when you go up to the check-in desk and check in and they say, right, put your bag on there, and we say, oh, no, it's okay, it's just hand luggage, they know that they've already got the money off us for the check bag anyway, so they don't care. They're like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Right.
We've got, so it's probably worth paying for the... It's like, what was it? It was like £8. This whole flight has cost us £74 between us. Bangkok to Da Nang in Vietnam. £74 this one. So Vietnam next. We're going to Hoi An, which is on the coast near Da Nang, and it's apparently a beautiful little place. I'm expecting disappointment at this next hotel. I'm just expecting it to be, well, I don't know, I think it's going to be like tiled floors and a bit like staying in Spain.
When you read stuff about Hoi An, it says even like the one star places are much better than you would expect. So
yeah, but they might be basing that on the rest of Vietnam, and the rest of Vietnam might be an absolute dive, so we don't know.
Can't just
get, I'm talking five star
talk
standards
about a whole country like that.
I'm talking five star standards, Sarah. I'm not going to say the name of the hotel that we stayed at in Bangkok, but we had a bit of a nightmare. It wasn't five star. We had to move room 3 times.
They moved us to a really nice suite and gave us a free cocktail hour thing and free dinner.
Nothing wrong with that new suite they moved us to.
The sink leaked a bit, but it was fine.
And?
The plug got stuck.
And?
It was just a bit bodged, but it was lovely.
And when we came back to our room after dinner last night? And
the door was open, but that might have been...
The door was wide open. And the aircon started making a weird noise in the middle of the night.
I thought it was mosquitoes, and I've been bitten a few times, and I'm allergic to it, so they go absolutely massive. So I was scared of mosquitoes last night, so I slept with my head underneath the duvet until I could no longer breathe and had to come out.
So, 5-star experience there, then. But anyway, it is a 5-star experience. Yeah, I'm not moaning. It's like... the kind of complaint you'd never have at any hotel. They call themselves 5 stars.
All I want from a 5-star hotel is them to turn my towel into an animal. That's all I want.
And they didn't do that, did they?
I want a swan towel. A monkey if they're feeling adventurous.
Well, we'll see if we get that in Vietnam. So, a lovely new aircraft. It's a delight. AirAsia is a delight. It's way better than EasyJet. It's more comfy. It's just great. That means turn your stupid phone off. Okay, Vietnam, here we come. So we've just got in the taxi to leave our Hoi An hotel. Hoi An's beautiful small town in Vietnam with lanterns on the river that float around. You can get boated around in the river at night with all these lanterns in the water, and that's just beautiful. Just Google it for the pictures. So we stayed 5 nights in a 5-star hotel. We had a meal one night, room service. We had mini bar stuff. We had a free shuttle to the beach every day, to a private beach. And all of that cost £60 a night, including all the extras. And we're in the car to the airport now. Again, that's included, £60 a night. Which was excellent. It's called the Silk Boutique Hoi An. The cleaners were a little bit noisy in the morning, I will say that. Woke me up quite early. But that happens in a lot of hotels. Very annoying. Anyway, next stop is Ho Chi Minh City, and we're continuing to dodge natural disasters on this trip. We're not finished yet, but the typhoon, the strongest typhoon ever seen on Earth or something, has just hit the Philippines and Hong Kong. This is just before we get to Hong Kong in 6 days. Strongest this year. Not ever seen by humans. So we're about to board from Da Nang to Ho Chi Minh City. We're going to spend 6 days in Ho Chi Minh City, which used to be called Saigon. And we are going to then move on to Hong Kong. But this flight here is Da Nang to Ho Chi Minh, which again cost us about £100. £100 all in. There's some propaganda, probably.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.